WTW News. Time is 8:06. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Blinn College trustees table the issue of a new college, new campus location in Bryan-Eyre College Station. Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says due to the importance of the issue, the board would like to continue giving the matter careful consideration. A special meeting will be announced later this month to continue the discussion. Michael Schaefer, a College Station resident who's worked for Blinn for 21 years, questioned the long-term prospect for locating in the former Westinghouse building across from Central Park.
The proposed College Station campus is a Band-Aid fix at best. Is it fair for these neighborhoods on the east side that bought their homes say they would not be close to college students? Is it fair to them? Being from Brenham, I doubt that many folks would say that Brenham is your typical college town, as Bryan-Eyre College Station is. Would any of y'all like to have that campus in your backyard?
13 people from College Station, Bryan, and Brenham spoke for close to an hour during the public comment portion Tuesday night. Stealing from rich people because they would never miss it was the explanation given by a Bryan woman to taking $3,400 of jewelry from a College Station home last September. According to the arrest report, 21-year-old Allison Marquez Guthrie was caught by the homeowner and confessed to him and to police. Guthrie, who was working as a maid, took seven items from throughout the house but stored the jewelry under the master bedroom sink because she had no pockets or any other way to hide the items. Guthrie, who was arrested Monday night, was released from jail in January of last year after serving time for drug possession. College Station police also report an arrest from a convenience store burglary that took place June 7th. Surveillance video showed how the suspect shattered the front glass door at the Chevron at Victoria and Graham, and then drove away after the alarm sounded. Vehicle information from the video led investigators to 18-year-old Cord Smith, who, according to the arrest report, confessed to what happened. Nothing was taken. Somewhere between freezing cold and scorching hot is the ideal bike riding weather, which we're sort of in right now. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen reminds residents and students that when riding on the roadway, all traffic laws must be obeyed.
So they have to ride with traffic. They have to be as close to the curb as possible. You know, stop at all stop signs or signals. They need to use their arms to indicate which way they're going to turn. They have to yield right-of-way. I mean, so they have to obey all traffic laws if they're riding on the roadway.
McKeithen says wearing a helmet is not required by state law but can reduce the severity of possible injuries. Governor Rick Perry has made pursuing top employers to move to Texas a centerpiece of his administration. California's been a prime target with what Perry calls the Golden State's high tax, overregulated ways. But a New York Times Magazine story on Tuesday says Perry told the reporter he loves California and might even move out there in January when his term ends. Perry's office noted the governor was asked if he could live anywhere in the U.S. other than Texas, where would it be? According to a partial transcript provided by Perry's office, he replied, "California if I could afford it," adding, "Why wouldn't you want to live out here? Seriously?" WTAW News time is 8:09. It's 79 degrees. We'll have more news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
8:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
It'll become partly sunny today. We could see an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Temperatures will climb to near 90 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. Any showers or thunderstorms diminish during the evening. Lows overnight 75. Sun tomorrow. There could be a thunderstorm later in the day, 90 to 95. Partly cloudy 75 tomorrow night. Lots of sun on Friday with the risk of a thunderstorm. The highs Friday afternoon, they're going to be up close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:12 and it's Wednesday, and Mayor Jason Bansky from the City of Bryan joins us this morning. Mayor, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. Doing well, thank you.
You know, I had to drop the bad news on Mayor Barry last week, and I will do it for you today. Jethro Trivia no longer exists, so I'm going to have to work hard to find trivia questions for you from now on, but we'll do what we can.
So why'd you get rid of Jethro Trivia?
Well, actually, it was a contract deal that we had, and it ran out, so I don't know. Jethro may not be around anymore. So it was just easy for me. As long as it's easy for me, that's the most important thing.
Change the name and keep continuing.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what we can do with that. Let's talk a little bit, first of all, about a couple of things that you can speak of, not only in as the mayor, but also because your other job is that you're in the real estate business. But property assessments have been out. Obviously, there's some people happy, some people unhappy. But I'm thinking that the water's going to rise, all boats are going to rise, and there's going to be more tax revenue out there. Your view of how that's going to impact the City of Bryan?
Well, we won't get our final numbers until the end of July, when everything is certified. Just looking at my property throughout Bryan-College Station, everything has gone up significantly, particularly you know, on the east side of Bryan, close to campus, South College Station. West side's doing well also, so we're seeing increases throughout the board, across the board on all the properties, particularly on land values. I think a lot of people have seen their lot prices go up, their lot prices increase, not necessarily the improvements. You know, being in the real estate business, of course, we have seen an increase in 2013 and a significant increase in 2014. In the median home prices throughout Bryan-College Station and Aggieland here. So it doesn't surprise me. You know, it doesn't hurt when you're going to sell your property, but if you're not looking at selling your property, no one wants their property values going up. But
sure.
But they are looking at the comparables and the comps, and, you know, they make a very good case down there. I've been down there and talked to them many times about a few properties that I have some disagreements with, but the comps are there, and they can justify their numbers. And they are mandated by the comptroller's office to make sure that the assessment values they have are based on 100% of the market value of your property. And I would think most residents would say that over the years it's probably been 10 to 20% below market value. So I do see an increase closer to market value in today's market than what we've seen maybe in years past. But the real estate market is hot here in the Brazos Valley and in Bryan and College Station, and so that's something that we will see, and we do anticipate an increase across the board, not only for the appraisal values going up, but also from all the new growth that we're experiencing throughout the City of Bryan. And since you brought it up, our sales tax revenue is already 10% above last year. Hotel, motel taxes are through the roof because of all the new hotels that are coming to town. Of course, those funds are limited of what we can use them for, mainly for recreational tourism type events and quality of life type events. But
let's stop for a minute and talk about hotels. Now, what can, obviously there may be some other things that are in the works, but right now, how many hotel projects within the Bryan city limits do you have under construction where they're actually moving dirt?
I think we've got about three or four that I'm aware of. And there's probably that many or more being proposed at this time, including some very large hotel conference centers.
Okay, so now in your view, again, because of politically and then also what you do for a living, why is it that's going on right now as far as you're concerned?
Well, I assume the demand for the hotel space, occupancy rates are up. You could attribute it, Scott, either to the entering the SEC a few years ago. I think that has increased you know, heads and beds here. The CVB has done a wonderful job of recruiting people here on a year by or round the clock year basis to Bryan College Station, whether it's tournaments around town. I've got kin folks in from Beaumont, Texas, and Houston, Texas, that are staying in local hotels here because they're at a soccer camp or a basketball camp, and so they're bringing visitors to our community on a week by week basis. I had to deal with this a few months ago. I had a property flood, and I could not find a vacant hotel room in the city of Bryan. You know, they were all booked. You've got the oil boom going on, so you've had a lot of those properties that are booked on a week by week basis because they need housing on a temporary basis. You have people, you know, so the energy business, tourism, and all the new jobs and growth you've got with the Kyle Field projects and all the new construction projects. A lot of that labor force is temporarily living in Bryan College Station right now, whether it's rental properties or these extended stay hotels. So definitely the demand is up. I'm not a hotel expert, but when the occupancy rate's up, they'll continue to build. And I think we've been behind the curve, particularly in Bryan. We've had very few hotels over the years. And now because of the availability of land and the close proximity to campus in central parts of Bryan College Station, we are seeing a boom in the hotel growth.
And with that, how far are you away from going to the CVB and saying you'd like to have another seat on the board that decides how those funds are spent?
Well, that'd be a great question for Chuck Condola, our council member who represents us there.
But he's not here today, so I thought I'd ask
he's
you.
He's not here. It is based on the amount of dollars that's contributed to the CVB, and as our dollars increase and the taxes increase and the amounts that we pay the CVB, our prorations increase, then I'm sure we will be eligible for another board seat.
There's a new charter petition that's out there being circulated in Bryan, one that's looking at opening up voting for the single-member district representatives in the city to the entire city. Again, that individual would have to live within that district, but the entire city would vote as they do at the at-large and the mayor position. What's your thinking there?
It's getting kind of difficult to keep up with all these petitions, Scott, so ponder on that a little bit. But the new petition that we've been hearing about here recently, that citizens group, it's not, again, this isn't city council driven. The mayor's not out circulating petitions. There may be other council members circulating other petitions, but this is a citizen driven project here. This referendum, they want to allow continue with single member districts, representatives from all the various backyards throughout the areas in Bryan, but allowing everyone in the city limits of Bryan to vote. Our sister city to the south, College Station, has everyone at large, so you could actually have all seven council members living on the same street in Pebble Creek, and that's possible in Bryan. We do have single member districts, but this would allow all the citizens to have a voice and an input in who they elect for all their seats. And again, it allows each district an opportunity to have more representation, to at least have a say and a vote in who represents them at large. Because honestly, when you get elected, you're there not to represent your backyard, you're there to represent the citizens of Bryan, all of the citizens of Bryan, and do what's best for the city of Bryan.
Sure. Mayor Jason Mayansky joining us on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. So, Bryan School District has started talking about a monetary total for their bond issue. I'd like to get your thoughts on the bond issue for the city of for BISD.
Well, we've kind of talked about it before, Scott. I haven't had in-depth conversations with school board members or with Dr. Tommy Wallace about their bond referendum. I think we're going to be hearing more about it here in the upcoming months. You know, so it's something we'll have to take a look at. If it's something that's good for BISD and good for their growth and development, and it helps their educational process, I will be supportive of it. Again, I think mainly they're wanting to build some other schools, or talking about the intermediate schools and maybe reconfiguring some of the elementary schools and converting the SFA campus, I think, to administrative offices. You know, as a past student at SFA, I'd love to see it continue as a middle school or junior high, but I think in today's technologies and security issues and concerns, it's got a lot of entrance and exits, and you know, it's an aging infrastructure. A lot of our wonderful citizens have graduated high school from SFA in many years, but I am glad they're going to keep that campus and keep those buildings. But that's something that we'll be talking about over the next few months. And as a citizen, I'll be educating myself on the pros and cons of what they're proposing. Of course, I don't think anyone, whether it's city or school districts, state or federal, wants to see increases in their taxes. And, you know, that as a above-average taxpayer in Bryan-College Station, it will impact me as much or more than most citizens. So it will be a concern of mine that we'll have to look at and hope that they're spending our tax dollars wisely and they're cutting everywhere they can to, and saving where they can before they go out and borrow additional money. But we've got good people on the school board, good administrators over there. They're doing a great job for BISD, and I have faith that they're going to do what's right for the citizens.
Story we had today, the folks over at Blinn, the officials, have decided to table taking any action right now on the campus. Does that make you, as a member of the Bryan City Council and a Bryan resident, hopeful that this may end up being resolved in a different way than it seems to be headed right now?
Well, Scott, when I think of Blinn, I think of Bryan. I mean, Blinn is Bryan. We've had a longstanding relationship with Blinn College as pretty much as long as I've been alive. So, you know, 40 years, 40 plus years. So we would, of course, love to see Blinn expand in the city limits of Bryan. We have proposed a location east of town that's kind of, you know, at the fringe of the growth and development on the east side. So it's got a lot of development potential, a lot of growth potential, but we're not necessarily sticking it in the middle of a residential neighborhood like we've seen in years past and maybe what's proposed in other cities. But so as the mayor, Bryan, I'll do what I can in my powers to continue our relationship with Blinn College and to expand them in our borders. But regardless of what happens, if they decide to move forward on the Westinghouse location in College Station, I'm glad they're in Bryan College Station, and we will continue to have our campus in Bryan. We are kind of reaching and exceeding capacity at that Villa Maria location currently. So I know they've got to make some decisions rather quickly, and A&M is expecting more students to attend Blinn College. You know, I think as they start turning over their freshman and sophomore classes to Blinn and their responsibilities. So we'll do what we can at the City of Bryan to support Blinn College, and would love to continue our longstanding relationship with Blinn. It definitely gives them their own identity in the City of Bryan without necessarily being in the shadows of Texas A&M University.
So are we at the point where we've kind of touched on this before, but are we at the point where Bryan would have, as a city, would have anything else to offer, number one? Number two, has Blinn come back to you saying this would be more attractive if you did fill in the blank?
That hasn't happened. We have put a lot of money into the infrastructure on that east side location already with the overpass, with the expansion of Old Reliance Road, you know, with the water and sewer. I'm sure there's some additional ingress and egresses that need to be talked about to that property. Maybe we punch it out through Highway 21. That's something that'll need to be looked at. And those are ways that the City of Bryan can help with the traffic flow and also extending maybe Austin's County Parkway, widening Old Reliance Road some more, and also looking at additional entrances and exits to the northeast side going towards Highway 21. There are some things that the City of Bryan has done in the past for Blinn College when they originally located on the Villa Maria location. That's something that we can continue to talk about. If there's a need of Blinn College that they would like to discuss, you know, my phone lines are open. So, you know, we've had a great relationship with Blinn College. I think I'm probably the only mayor and maybe one of few, if any, of the council members that actually attended Blinn College.
Okay, so there you go. You're kind of an alum, huh?
I say I'm an alum. I took as many classes as they would allow until they kicked me out and told me to go to A&M. But, so I definitely appreciate and respect. And I've actually seen them evolve. My classes were at the Anderson Schaefer Building in downtown Bryan, you know, and then they moved over to the Townshire location. I'm going to tell you, that was an exciting location at the time. And, you know, then when they moved to their new location.
Mine were out where the prison is now. That's, I think,
that was
where it was
my time. So you got to appreciate their evolution here. And like I said, we would like to see a new, nice campus. You know, I know there's a lot of folks that have seen Blinn go from one empty box to another empty box, from one empty building and one used location. Our location would give Blinn College the opportunity for their own identity, to have a new facility and to grow in that facility. And again, in an area that they're not necessarily thrown in the middle of, infringing on neighborhoods and others that may not be supportive. So, they've got great options, and I'm glad to see that they have that they're expanding, and times are good for Blinn College. Yep. And if there's anything we can do in the city of Bryan, we're here to help.
All right. Anything else you got for us today?
Yes, Scott, a few things I want to mention today. The 4th Annual Juneteenth Children's Art Fair is from 10 to noon at the Mounts Library in downtown Bryan. Several museums and art galleries are coming this morning, including the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History. Other museums are Brazos Valley African American Museum, the Children's Museum, Forsyth Gallery, Evans Library will be on hand. So we invite all the kids and families to come and participate from 10 to 2 at the Claire Mounts Library. Also want to mention our community development department is holding regularly scheduled monthly meetings on Thursday. Our next 26th coming up at 6 p.m. at the Municipal Building is our next meeting, and they're addressing this consolidated action plan and community development block grants that we'll be deciding on in the next few months. Also want to mention that our Parks Department is very busy, and they're working on park improvement plans throughout the city of Bryan, and also several new skate parks that the city council supported and voted in here just recently. They've got the first of the public meetings to discuss these skate parks, locations, and what they would like to see June 25th at 7 p.m. again at City Hall. So we'll have some public meetings. We're going to decide on where best to put a couple of these skate parks. Again, that's something that I may not participate in, but maybe Councilmember Condola and Councilmember Pena, our younger council members, will enjoy. But
we'll look forward to that.
a lot of good things going on throughout the city of Bryan, but wanted to mention those at this point.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep, that's Jason Bianski, the mayor of Bryan. Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Waiting for the Fed, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We may see cautious trading on Wall Street ahead of today's monetary policy announcement from the Federal Reserve. Economists expect few, if any, changes in policy and say it's a safe bet the Fed will trim its monthly bond buying by another $10 billion. Fed Chair Janet Yellen will hold a news conference. Investors will be listening intently for any hints about interest rates. The latest quarterly numbers from FedEx were stronger than expected. FedEx says ground shipping is up because more people are shopping online. Shares of Adobe Systems could be among the winners today. Adobe also posted stronger than expected quarterly numbers. And the government has found another way to make life less convenient for an aging population. Social Security field offices are being closed, so seniors needing help have to go online. 64 permanent offices and more than 500 mobile offices have been closed since 2010. I'm Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic11.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic11.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic11.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic11.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic11.com. Watch for free at Diabetic11.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes meds at Diabetic11.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Will today's unveiling of Amazon's new 3D smartphone really amount to anything? I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up. There's a smart new technology making homes across the country simpler, smarter, and safer. But until recently, only the most tech-savvy people knew about this groundbreaking security system. Well, that's about to change. Sequoia Capital, the investing firm behind Apple, YouTube, and Google, just announced a huge investment into this game-changing home security system. It's SimpliSafe Home Security. Protecting your home has never been this easy. With SimpliSafe, you get state-of-the-art protection technology plus 24/7 professional monitoring for only $15 a month. Most places charge three times that. And unlike old alarm companies, SimpliSafe has no contracts, so you're never locked in. I love that SimpliSafe keeps me connected to my home. It's wireless, so you have information at your fingertips every second of the day. Get this groundbreaking home security system today. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com to save 10% with my exclusive offer. SimpliSafeKim.com. SimpliSafeKim.com. As rumors fly about Apple's soon-to-be-released iPhone 6, today Amazon will unveil its first and long-rumored smartphone. We don't have a name for it yet, but we do know that it will be sold only by AT&T, at least at first. From the outside, it looks pretty much like all the others, a flat black rectangle with a touchscreen. Inside, however, the phone contains four small cameras that Amazon claims will provide 3D images, but without those cumbersome 3D glasses. Rumors have the phone coming with a unique data plan, which makes sense with Amazon's new music and video streaming service on the way as well. Some industry analysts say the phone will simply be an Amazon face on an Android phone, a plan that did not work well for Facebook. In the end, the wild card, the deciding factor, will be the cost. Read more about Amazon's new phone and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. An hour of public comments during the Blinn College Board of Trustees meeting Tuesday night focused primarily on the location of a proposed expansion. Cheryl Wink says she was living on Esther when the Bryan campus was being proposed, but has since moved, noting increased traffic in the area.
Fast forward almost 20 years, we moved to Emerald Forest, live in Emerald Forest now, and now we have the same problem. We have Blinn knocking on our door to do the same thing, but this is a worse. The tract of land is smaller. The access is worse.
Jennifer Anderson attended Brenham High, Blinn College, and Texas A&M and says she and her husband now live in Carter's Crossing in view of the former Westinghouse building where Blinn has proposed expansion.
I respect Blinn. I respect the vision of Blinn. And I know that expansion is a part of that vision. But I also hope that Blinn will respect the opinions of the people who will directly be affected by a campus so close to home.
The board tabled a decision and says they'll announce a special meeting to further discuss locations later this month. College Station police report an arrest has been made in a convenience store burglary. On June 7th, the glass front door was shattered at the Chevron at Graham and Victoria, but nothing was taken, according to investigators who believe the burglar was scared away by the audible alarm. Store surveillance video identified the suspect's pickup, which led officers to 18-year-old Cord Smith of College Station, who, according to the arrest report, admitted to the burglary. A Bryan woman was arrested last night on a charge of trying to take $3,400 of jewelry from a College Station home last September. 21-year-old Allison Marquez Guthrie was working as a maid at the time she was caught by the homeowner. The jewelry was found under the sink in the master bathroom. 677 bike-related fatalities occurred in 2011 across the U.S. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department says simply wearing a helmet can keep even a minor fall from causing serious injuries. She says bikes should follow vehicle rules on the road and pedestrian rules on sidewalks.
You know, I'll be in my personal vehicle and a bicyclist will come up to a stop sign and just go through it because they don't realize they have to stop too.
Yeah.
If they want to ride on the sidewalk, that is okay, but they have to yield to the pedestrian. If there's someone walking, they have the right of way and the bicyclist has to move over or get off the sidewalk to let them pass.
McKeithen says she's a big fan of kids riding on the sidewalks because of increased safety. The numbers aren't much better for Texas drivers talking, texting, eating, and grooming themselves when they're behind the wheel.
Actually, 1 in 5 crashes that happened in Texas last year were the result of a distracted driver. That's up almost 5% from the year before that.
TxDOT's Becky Ozuna says those crashes took 505 lives. That's why the agency is spearheading the Talk, Text, Crash campaign to tell people when you're driving, don't do anything else. State lawmakers are once again making a plea for Texas to conserve more water. Because of the continuing drought in the state, Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples has reintroduced the Texas Water Smart campaign.
Easy for us to get mistaken with the recent rains that we've had that we might be out of the woods and have the water that we need. But state climatologists tell us that we're in the fifth worst drought in the last 500 years.
Staples says 89% of Texas is still in some form of drought condition. There are conservation tips on the webpage, TexasWaterSmart.com. In the Brazos Valley, though, spring rains have helped ease or reduce drought conditions. That trend could continue through the fall, courtesy of El Nino.
There has been a weather pattern shift to the far west of us.
And those temperatures are changing right now with indications that El Nino is returning.
Meteorologist Joe Harris with the National Weather Service says that we will gradually begin to feel the effects of El Nino.
A little more rainfall during the fall and winter months, and usually it's a mild winter. There are periods of cold, but not like we saw last year.
The weather pattern could last for over a year. Emily Trube, TSN News.
In her campaign for governor, Wendy Davis is spelling out what she calls a vision for Texas economy. She's calling for pre-K for all Texas kids. She also wants to reduce the amount of standardized testing. In doing so, she criticizes opponent Greg Abbott.
It doesn't take much looking to see that legislators like Abbott have turned Texas into a standardized testing factory that has given precious tax dollars to testing companies rather than to Texas classrooms.
Davis's plan also calls for more school spending, hiking the state's minimum wage, and a crackdown on payday lenders. And Abbott is out with his first TV spot ahead of the November election, airing on Univision during tonight's World Cup, Tuesday's World Cup soccer match between Mexico and Brazil. Abbott's mother-in-law and sister-in-law tell Spanish-speaking viewers about Abbott's values. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 79 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. We'll have more news at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Molly Maid would like to remind everyone that it is best of the Brazos time. Put the most trusted name in professional home cleaning to work for you. The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will clean your home, leaving you plenty of time to cast votes for all your favorites. Taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. Call Molly Maid today. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote for your best of the Brazos.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas.
So your tea is only served iced and sweet, and your chili comes with a 5-alarm warning. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. Show your Texas pride with help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff.
Howdy, I'm Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post the best online store in the Brazos Valley for the past 3 years. Please vote for us again this year. You can find us at TXTraders.com.
Hey everybody, this is Marcus, Sovac City. I have a very important question for you. Do you have a bag in your trash can? Why? To keep it bacteria free and from stinking. Well, then why are you running a vacuum without a bag? A bag in your vacuum filters the air better, keeps it from smelling, and doesn't make a cloud of dust when you dump it. Come on over to Sovac City and let us show you the full line of vacuums with bags. And if you really don't think you need a bag in that vacuum, we have those too. Sovac City, in front of HEB and College Station and on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
It's 8:41. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
It'll become partly sunny today. We could see an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Temperatures will climb to near 90 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. Any showers or thunderstorms diminish during the evening. Lows overnight 75. Sun tomorrow. There could be a thunderstorm later in the day. 90 to 95. Partly cloudy 75 tomorrow night. Lots of sun on Friday with the risk of a thunderstorm. The highs Friday afternoon, they're going to be up close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's correct. That's who we are. Time for a joke. I got a joke. I found a joke today. I thought I'd do a joke. What do you think if we do a joke? Okay. No? Yes?
I hope it's funny. I'm waiting.
Hope it's funny?
Well, it's just, you know, much like fishing. It's only fishing until
did I tell you,
you
the joke about the two guys fishing in a boat? Yeah,
no,
I did.
Let's go.
That was the frog joke. Remember that?
Oh, okay,
what?
Sure.
It's on. It's on. What? 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 It's on. What? Comes over here. He's going, why can't I talk? It's working. Hello?
Yeah, it takes me a minute to get back in here. I didn't get to wish the mayor happy birthday because it wasn't on either.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Hey, Jason, happy birthday. Well, I told you the joke about the two guys fishing in the boat and one of them catches a frog, right?
Can't remember.
No, I don't believe we heard that.
There's two guys fishing in a boat. One of them catches a frog. And he doesn't want a frog. He's there for a fish. So he says, let's him off the hook. So swim away, little frog, and have a wonderful life. Well, the frog turns around and goes, well, I'm a magic frog. So I'll give you one wish. Guy thinks for a minute. He says, I wish this whole lake was made out of beer. All becomes beer. Guy he's fishing with says, way to go, Einstein. Now we got to pee in the boat.
Borderline creepy.
Yeah, it is.
Which reminds me of the frog joke about the frog who went to visit the fortune teller.
Oh, goody, another one.
What do you see in my future, the frog asked. Very soon, the fortune teller said, you will meet a pretty young girl who will want to know everything about you. That's great, the frog says, hopping up and down excitedly. When will I meet her? When will I meet her? She said, science class is next week.
Oh,
man.
We're doing the awesome power.
There we go. I just brought my own laughter. Just in case. I brought my own laughter in case you didn't
know. That was a good decision.
Thank you. Hello.
Yeah. How about the one where the punchline, it's a knick-knack, Patty Black.
Yeah, I know. We'll do that one another day. I'm not going to run all my frog jokes today.
Yeah, you don't want to spin them all up in one show.
Well, the other one takes a long setup that he's
mentioning.
Yes,
I know.
I'll get around to that anyway. New study of walkable urban places called walk-ups, walkable urban places, see? Nice. Claims that cities should be following D.C.'s development footsteps. Out of the 30 biggest metropolitan areas in U.S. America, D.C. is the most walkable city. Number two is Boston. Number two is New York. Number three is Boston. Number four is San Francisco. Number five is Chicago. I don't know. I've walked in all those cities, and I really liked Boston a lot.
I did, too.
They have a thing called the Freedom Trail that you can travel.
Mm-hmm. Used to be called the French Trail before September 11th.
That was funny.
That's good. I like that. San Francisco's kind of fun. Go from Coy Tower and down, you know, Knob Hill, and go down to the museum. That's kind of fun. And got a couple of good stories there. And Chicago is a very walkable city.
Yeah, not too bad.
They got, Michigan Avenue, you know, the Magnificent Mile there. It's pretty nice. All that stuff in the planter boxes there. And nice breezes. Well, when the weather's nice, though,
yeah.
All those places. You know, when the weather's nasty, those places aren't all that that good. All right, each year, 3 to 5 people are killed in North American wild animal attacks. Mostly happens from sharks and bears, but not at the same place.
Generally speaking, no.
They generally are not in the same place unless you happen to be in a zoo. Vending machines caused 37 deaths between 1978 and 1995, crushing customers who rocked and toppled them. No recent stats exist, but just stay away from them. One-third of all fatal ATV accidents took place on paved roads, one-third. And more than 300 people died in on-road ATV wrecks in 2011. About 95 U.S. Americans are killed by riding lawnmowers each year.
I'm surprised it's that small.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's a terrifying statistic.
Yeah, it is.
My dad just got one of those zero-turn mowers.
Oh, yeah.
The first thing he said, I said, you don't have that up on the rabbit level, do you? He said, no, I keep it pretty slow. It's like riding. I'm lucky to stay on for 8 seconds.
Wow, there you go. All right. Drowning is the fifth largest cause of accidental death in U.S. America.
That doesn't surprise me at
10
all.
10 lives a day. More than 700 people die annually in falls from ladders and scaffolding. Hypothermia kills 1,000 people in U.S. America a year. In 2012, 32 people died cutting down trees. About 100 hunters die from falling out of trees in U.S. and Canada. And an average of 675 people die each year in U.S. America from heat-related complications.
I'm surprised that's not higher, too.
Yeah. Stats about what kills us. That's a positive and uplifting thing, isn't it? Makes you feel pretty good. All right, we'll wash your ears out with some fun in a minute.
What do you get when you add a new store with helpful employees, thousands of energy-saving CFLs, LEDs, and other light bulbs, plus a huge selection of batteries for things like laptops, cell phones, and cars to a neighborhood near you? The grand opening of Batteries Plus Bulbs. Don't miss the grand opening savings at our newest Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit the new Batteries Plus Bulbs in Bryan for incredible grand opening savings. Located at the corner of Villa Maria and 2818 in front of the new Walmart.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
Mr. Webster, the dictionary guy, says jamboree means a huge gathering of campers in one location.
And that location is RV Station in Bryan.
Smart campers from all over Texas are heading to the June Jamboree of Savings. At the June Jamboree, save thousands on the best brands in the country.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Get a brand new Jayco Pinnacle 5th Wheel 38 FLFS.
Over 25,000 off list.
How about a Keystone 280 LHS Bunkhouse?
Just $190. A month.
Prices like these make you want to shout. Hurry to the June Jamboree of Savings going on now. RV Station 2815 North, Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA online. RVStationOnline.com. Jayco Pinnacle, stock number 2742, sale price $67,995. Keystone number 2743, sale price $19,995. 144 months, 6.75 APR, 10% down plus TT and LWAC.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Last year, you voted the George Bush Presidential Library Museum as the best tourist attraction in the Best of the Brazos Valley competition. This year, they need your vote again. Cast your votes online starting June 1st or pick up a ballot at the Bush Library. While you're there, be sure to see the exhibit, Offshore Drilling, The Promise of Discovery, through February 1st, 2015. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu. Vote Bush Library in the 2014 Best of the Brazos Valley competition.
Say no to POTS. Say no to
POTS, or plain old telephone service, is a technical term for phone service provided by a long-distance carrier. VoIPDoneRight.com, powered by Downtown IT, is the local Aggie-engineered solution for your business phone system. No long-distance charges, no expensive equipment to purchase, just reliable phone service that saves you money. Please call us for a free consultation at your business at 979-820-VOIP. VoIPDoneRight.com. Say no to POTS.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 10 minutes till. Dr. Oz kind of got raked over the coals at Congress yesterday. Several senators accuse him of using his popularity as a TV host to contribute to the problem of fake weight loss products. You know, he does a lot of features on weight loss, apparently, in his syndicated Dr. Oz program. NBC News website says that Missouri's Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill was particularly harsh, quote, "I don't get why you need to say this stuff because, you know, it's not true. Why, when you're having this amazing megaphone, why you would cheapen your show by saying things like that," end quote. She chairs the Senate Subcommittee on Consumer Protection. She also chided him for creating the Dr. Oz effect, dramatically boosting sales of these scam diet products overnight after featuring them on his show. In response, Dr. Oz acknowledged that he's part of the problem. He said he needs to be passionate when engaging his audience. Dr. Oz said, I concede to my colleagues at the FTC that I'm making their job more difficult. But I'm getting rich doing it. No, he didn't say that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Nope. Said, when we write a script, we need to generate enthusiasm and engage the viewer. I actually do personally believe in the items I talk about on the show. I recognize that oftentimes they don't have the scientific muster to pass as fact. I have given my family these products. What? Really? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've seen his picture on the magazines. I mean, if he's doing weight loss scams, how does he look himself in the mirror? I guess he holds up the paycheck he gets.
Yeah.
Wow.
In a very big mirror in his very big mansion.
Wow. That's pretty scuzzy. Yeah. Anyway. Don't know what you can do about that. Okay, so...
So he lies and sells products that are crap, and nothing happens. Paula Deen.
Yeah, no kidding. And there you go. She's having trouble putting shackles together.
Right.
People love to post pictures of the food that they eat, you know, on social media. I think we've talked about that. But now there's a growing backlash of sorts. Whether intentionally gross or just poorly photographed, foodie fails cropping up on Twitter and Reddit and some of the other places on the internet. Bad food pictures really took off last November when Martha Stewart became a lightning rod after she posted a series of unappetizing pictures to Twitter. Now people sharing not only appetizing food items, but also gross ones. For instance, the canned ham, pineapple, and flaming Cheetos sandwich. Why not? I mean, speaking of a guy who would probably eat the canned ham, pineapple, and flaming Cheetos sandwich, Rob Ford, apparently going to be making it back to office. He told city officials he'll be returning June 30th, quote, in the later portion of the afternoon, end quote. I guess he'll wander in, huh? Canada's Globe and Mail newspaper reported that Ford's office, the locks have been changed during his time away.
Oh, wow.
Wanted nobody in there snooping around, I guess. He took a leave of absence from his official duties on April 30th after Rob Ford being Rob Ford in front of live cameras for a while. We'll see what he looks like.
Be interesting.
See if he's trimmed down any. See if he's... Yeah, probably lowered his blood pressure, which has got to be through the roof. Guy was last time I saw him, a heart attack waiting to happen. That's for sure. Or an aneurysm. Oh, remember we talked about the largest video game collection? We talked about that a month ago or something like that. A guy named Michael Thomason is the guy who has this. 12,000 games, 108 consoles, so large that he received a Guinness record for it. And he continued to expand the library by investing more than $3,000 each year. Recently, decided to give it all up, wanted around $700,000 for it, got $750,250.
Jeez.
Whew. Man. And the idiot person who bought it, unknown. What are you going to do with that? You know what I'm saying? How many copies of Space Invaders is in there? You know? I mean, how many asteroid things do you need? Do you really need that many? Just saying. It's $750,000.
Because those are the games he probably has, Scott.
Yeah, exactly.
What makes Bradley
Their
product selection is second to none, with a full assortment of beverages and snacks to please any craving. Great Coffee is their specialty, as they serve only the finest. Independence Coffee, roasted right here in our own backyard. This month at Rattlers, get a 24-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors for only $19.99. 32-ounce Powerade's only 2 for $2.22. And when you purchase Mio, Dasani, or Minute Maid flavor drops, you get a 20-ounce Ozarka water for 50 cents. Stop by Rattlers today. Friendly, clean, Texan.
The greenest business park in College Station is now the fastest, too. Aggieland Business Park is proud to announce the addition of high-speed fiber connectivity throughout the park. Located just a mile past the airport on FM 60 with quick access to the new biotech corridor, Aggieland Business Park is the choice for high-tech companies that need a customized facility at an affordable price. If your business needs to move at the speed of light, call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
So your tea is only served iced and sweet, and your chili comes with a five-alarm warning. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. Show your Texas pride with help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff.
Howdy, I'm Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post the best online store in the Brazos Valley for the past 3 years. Please vote for us again this year. You can find us at TXTraders.com.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Is your big out-of-town bank making life more difficult? Are you being forced to change things you don't want to change? Hi, I'm Hunter Goodwin, former Aggie and NFL player. American Momentum Bank is the largest locally owned bank in the Brazos Valley with a local team of professionals making local decisions. As a board member, I recognize the importance of having a major, locally owned bank to create local jobs and support the unbelievable growth here in the Brazos Valley. I bank at American Momentum Bank and invite you to do the same. American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking, member FDIC.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Current economic conditions may have caused some to focus a bit more on the return of their investments rather than the return on their investments. Protection of personal or business assets in today's difficult economy can be more important now than ever. A personal or commercial umbrella policy through W.E. Gibson will help provide the coverage needed to protect your hard-earned assets. Give me a call today at 694-1555. And let's get started.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's a couple of minutes till.
Oh, here we go.
We like to point fingers at the rest of the world, right?
Yeah,
sure,
boy.
It's fun. After all, we're U.S. Americans, and because we're U.S. Americans, we're better, we're gooder, we're different, we're like the best thing ever, right?
Yeah, it's a lot easier to point down than up.
Yeah,
well, it could really go without saying all that.
Yeah. Well, I say that except even though the first three were just fine, people keep making Star Wars movies. Okay. We like to put clothes on our dogs.
Not all of us.
Some people think Elvis is still alive. We sell hot dogs in packages of 10 and buns in packages of 8.
So that you can buy 80 hot dogs.
That's it. I did never do the math. We put Braille on drive-up automated teller machines.
Yes, we do.
How does that work?
The dog drives.
Somehow we've managed to keep the formulas for Coca-Cola and Kentucky Fried Chicken secret for decades.
I don't know how.
Yet Edward Snowden has apparently told everybody else in the world things that are really, really important. So you see, it's just a matter of what's really, really important out there.
Perspective.
That's it. That's all there is. I'm not going to start anything else. Well, we could do the thing with the Popeye arm. You know about the guy with the Popeye arm who's now the arm wrestler?
No.
German man with one arm much bigger than the other. He's apparently carving out a career as a professional arm wrestler. This thing measures almost 18 inches around at the forearm. Genetic effect has caused this. Yep, yep. But he's out traveling around right now. He's a spokesman for AEG Power Tools, but he's basically going to... Going to do that. He's going to do a take all comers deal when it comes to just arm wrestling.
And he's quoted as saying, ah, gah, 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 gah,
gah. Yeah, very nice. He can squeeze the can of spinach open, just like, what's his name? All right. Italian police arrested a man on this date in 1992 for stealing 17,000 of those little soaps. I don't know why. 1948, Columbia Records put out that great big record. Remember with the little hole in the middle? The 33 and a third?
33 and a third.
Yeah, there you go.
Fox News.